unless there was a mistake, I mean, when you bought your little package, okay, and it says marigolds, and I mean, you're expecting to get lettuce, you are in trouble, okay? But this usually doesn't happen. Or maybe you get one marigold and the rest of a lettuce, right? So how come, if we really believe that we are children of God and that our thought is creative, we still are putting a lot of weeds in our garden? That is my question. My other question that is very interesting, and I read in one of the several magazines that I was looking, and I said, well, if we are children of God, we function exactly as God does. Exactly. We believe that we are children of God, right? We don't say, hello! Are you talking to moo? We don't resemble the animals. We resemble, I mean, our parents, and we talk like our parents, right? Now, if we can get that image and put it in our own brain, we are resembling exactly as God. God is a creative power. Interesting, I read that in Judaism, word and manifestation is the same thing. It's called Avar. So God said, there be light. And guess what? There was light. So we have a matter of faith, of changing our own beliefs, and trust that what we say is going to manifest. But we are having wishful thinking, hopeful desires. That hopefully is a mixture between doubt and desire. That's what hopeful means. But if we can get our minds to really believe what we are learning, I think our lives will change very quickly. In one of the readings, I saw that as we believe that you put your little seed in the soil, in our mind, that's when you put when your thinking puts something in the mind, the soil of the mind. In times of mind, we call it, the soil is called mind. And we have, there is no one mind, your mind, my Spanglish mind, or your German mind. There is only one mind, and the mind is God. So your thoughts, or Gail, or Emine from Trinidad, or anything, they go into the same soil. I think that's a very powerful statement. They go into the mind. And as God created, there is light, and then it was light. The same, we say the word, and it will come until manifestation. But we want it fast, right, Steve? Thanks God, sometimes we don't get it so fast. That's the only thing I have learned from myself, because I said, oh, I'm tired. Imagine if I say I'm tired and then I drop dead. Thanks God I don't do that. Or whatever it is. So it takes a lot of time. But seeds also take a lot of time. I mean, some of the seeds, I don't know, 4-6 weeks. I mean, remember when springtime comes, you put it in your kitchen. Days and days and days. I said, well, you know something, nothing is happening. But it will. So it takes some time. Now, the other interesting thing I thought is that we spend doing, let's call it, focused thinking. How many minutes in our days? Meditators like Connie can spend an hour. I try to do 15 minutes before I go to work. And the rest of the day, we get all kinds of mixed thoughts in our batch. So that's why we don't get the manifestations as quickly. But one of the things that I bought you to do is a little sign that you can put anywhere that reminds you every time that we have any thought, that we're planting it every single time. And I like what Ernest Holm is saying about this, and I would like to read a little bit about this. Oh, shoot, my glasses. That's something nobody told me that it was going to happen to me. And it's not that I don't see, is that my reading needs improving. That's my affirmation. Here it is. I'm sorry, I lost it. My book fell down in the car. Spirit will do that. For me, never mind. I think this process really has, at least for me, has changed my life completely. Because the other side of the coin is that it's giving me all the references, how my thoughts are affecting my life. I came from another culture, another way of being, I mean, very religious, I mean, Catholic and everything like that. These ideas were not part of my upbringing whatsoever. And just starting to change my mind and learn about these things has taken a lot of effort. It's not easy. We are accustomed to complain, be cranky, upset, frustrated, whatever. These are part of our mix. And when you really realize who we are, I think that comes from the belief of who we really are. And if we don't have the belief that we are perfect children of God, there is nothing is going to change more, because we don't know how powerful we are. And once we realize that our world, I mean, and I'm going to talk a little bit about treatment right now. Treatment is, this is the creative thought, but treatment is the expressing of our thought. Our thoughts are made by words. You don't say whatever. You say, well, I need to go to work. So you are fixing some words in your mind. Now, when you do a treatment, you focus your thinking with words, and those words are powerful. And those are the seeds that you're planting in your soil right now. The thing is, sometimes we don't believe what we say. Oh, I am peace, I am joy, I am harmony. And there is a wishy-washy here that says, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. So that doubt takes the value away from what we are saying, because instead of saying, I am powerful, he says, I think I am powerful. So it doesn't have the same punch, you know what I mean? And I was reading that there is all kinds of sentences. There is, if we go to elementary school, negative sentences, question sentences, admirative, whatever. And there are some questions that are declarative. When we do a treatment, we declare things, okay? But because it's not in the now, okay, our belief system kicks in. And they found a way to make these, I think it's called conforming statements. That is a statement that you're doing it, declaring it, but accepting that this is going to be a process. so you make peace with your mind. Okay? I accept and declare that I'll be 10 pounds thinner in the next 3 weeks. You know it's going to get, you're going to get 10 pounds in 3 weeks. Or I accept that my life is abundant and prosperous. You know that there is going to be a process, so you don't take the punch away from it. You know what I mean? So you have to make peace with your mind so that your treatments or your affirmations or your declarations are effective. And this is the practical thing I wanted to share with you, because I have been studying these signs of mind 10 years. And I started probably my talk asking questions. If I really believe, and I've been practicing this 10 years, my life has improved immensely, immensely. I am not talking about nothing material, okay? I'm talking here. I'm talking soul. I'm talking, what can I tell you? Joy, contentment, proud of myself, self-esteem, I don't know. But I'm a different person. So I say, well, should I be farther or not in my way? And I say, well, what are the questions that if I would hear a talk, what are the questions that I would have? And I say, how to do it better, faster, easier, and effortlessly. I'm ambitious. I'm really ambitious. I want, like you said, fast and now and easy, okay?
Yeah.
So I said, well, how can I do this? Because treatment is the process that we use in Science of Mind that is very easy. And I think, Judy told me, on Friday that I should talk about this, and this is so extensive. This is probably the basic of, besides our belief system and belief that God is all there is, this is the basic of Science of Mind. And it has 5 steps. The 5 steps only is for you to have like a little map, okay? You take this, you take a right, and you take, a left, and then you go around the corner and you get there, okay? So the 5 steps are like this, very easy. God is all there is, present in everyone, in every person, in everything, in every situation, even if we don't like it, in every person, even if we don't like her. So, because when you say God is all there is, then you get into your true north. For me, that's the most important step in the treatment. It really lowers your stress, your blood pressure, your anger, your pain, anything. God is all there is. There's nothing but God. So in that meaning, you say, oh, okay. Now, if God is all there is, who am I? I am a part of God. And God is not defective, pain, in pain, unhealthy, poor, miserable, cranky, frustrated, or anything. I am God's perfect, whole, and complete expression. This is who I am. This is the truth. Nothing else. Wow. Wow. Where was my frustration, my anger, my health, whatever it is? It has no place to be. So, God is, I am. Therefore, everything that I want, need, desire, hope, is mine already. And that's when faith kicks in. And just let it go. This is a marigold seed. Bing, bye. Thank you, God. This is the 4th step. And you say bye. Let it go. But we are so accustomed to that we have to do it ourselves. we need to get it done. We are action oriented. We try to make things happen. We think if we treat the whole day long for the same, things are going to happen the same. But it's exactly, I'm going into my marigold every day and see if something is happening to my seed. Let God handle it. That is the beauty. And I don't think even treatment is to get things we want. Treatment is just to make peace with yourself, to know who you are, and just live happily ever after. That's it. And God will take care of the rest. And I promise you, it does. Every single time. I only have one thing that God has not given me, but everything else, and I know He will. That is a beauty, because He has given me every single thing I asked, except one. It's going to be big, I'm sure. God has taken me a long time, but you know what? I know, and I trust, and I know it's going to be there, and even better than what I thought, because it has happened every single time. God has better taste. I mean, absolutely, compared to me, no questions asked. It's much greater. Talk about faith. If you don't believe in, just see manifestations. Every single time it has happened. So once you release it, you are happy about your day. Nothing to worry about. And I think this is the beauty of this. So repeat again. Treatment is 5 steps. God is. I am. Therefore, everything that I want is mine. Thank you, God. Do your job. Bye. Very easy. For me, sometimes, my treatment can last for 10 seconds. God is all there is. Thank you, God. Bye. Mm-hmm. That's it. Because it's like you remind yourself. That's called remind. No, not remind is because you remember. No. Remind. If you do that every single moment, whatever is happening, the traffic is horrible, I can't handle it any longer, I'm going to be late. God is all there is. Thank you, God. I cannot stand that this is going to, whatever. God, there is. God is all there is. All is well, all is joy, all is peace, all is harmony, all is beauty, all is love. Practical things. Thank you very much.
Thank you.